You're a New York guy, grew up in that area. Lawrence Taylor, don't need to say much about him.
Good player.
That's understated. I like that about you. Yeah. You're concise. J.J. Watt, in comparison, different positions, obviously, but the season he just had, stacked that up with some of the best seasons that LT ever had.
Yeah, one of the things we're talking about, the MVP award, I was very big against J.J. Watt winning the MVP, saying their defense is 21st in the league. They're not winning the Super Bowl. Give me the quarterback that leads his team and give me Aaron Rodgers. But then as the season progressed, that was like week 10, you know, J.J. Watt every week is making plays that are leading to wins for a team that had Tom Savage at quarterback, Case Keenum at quarterback. Nothing against those guys, but J.J. Watt was the most valuable player on that Texans team. And you can make the argument that for all the 32 teams, which player made the biggest difference for their team? And it is J.J. Watt. He was unbelievable. Now, the scary thing is, I feel like he could still get better.
He's but 24 years old.
He's still young. You know, he could do it all. And then if Clowney's healthy, suddenly there's nothing to worry about. They draft someone 16th overall that they have to worry about on the defensive line besides him. It was a one-man show out there this year. J.J. Watt's incredible. You don't need to hear about his character. He's an unbelievable person. If I was starting an NFL franchise right now, it might go Andrew Luck 1, it might go J.J. Watt 2.